USA News. I'm Rich Johnson.
The court has effectively ended affirmative action in college admissions. And I strongly disagree with the court's decision.
President Biden on the Supreme Court decision striking down affirmative action, private and public universities taking race into account when they decide who to admit. Biden called on schools to do what they can to legally work around the ruling.
They should not abandon their commitment to ensure student bodies of diverse backgrounds and experience that reflect all of America.
The court reversed a 20-year-old decision, now saying that taking race into consideration violates the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. Legal experts say the ruling will change the landscape of education in the USA. Among the many Republicans celebrating the decision, former Vice President Mike Pence. He said he was pleased the court put an end to the egregious violation of civil and constitutional processes. From the southwest to the deep south, it's another day of triple-digit temperatures as the life-threatening broil continues. Some areas could see relief in the form of thunderstorms. This could be the last of the worst days of the latest batch of smoke drifting south from Canadian wildfires. Health officials are warning you to stay inside, especially if you have breathing issues. Pack a picnic if you're heading to the airport, because making your flight, once again, is no picnic.
I was delayed Sunday night coming in for weather, and so patience is a virtue.
That man in Miami is among thousands who are once again dealing with delays. FlightAware counts more than 2,000 canceled or delayed flights. One of the only two states to ban pumping your own gas is repealing that law. Almost. Oregon will now allow half the pumps at a station to be self-serve. Stations have asked for that for years, citing chronic labor shortages. New Jersey is the only other state that bans self-serve gasoline sales. This is USA News.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation, in a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, the Apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Life on Mars, beyond the famous song, is going to be quite a long, complicated, difficult task for humans. Now, four people have begun a year-long simulation in a ground-based vessel at the Johnson Space Center in Houston.
We're trying to replicate a lot of what we'd expect for Mars, including long-term isolation and confinement.
NASA researcher Suzanne Bell says part of that confinement is limited contact with the outside world.
They'll be on a communication delay back to Earth, including mission control and family and loved ones. That's a 22-minute delay.
That's how long it will take signals to travel from Mars to Earth or the other way around. Another way they're making it as real as possible, almost no earthbound food for a year. An Oregon man's facing a long list of firearms charges. Federal prosecutors searched Joshua Lampe's Eugene home last summer and found dozens of guns and other items. They came back 4 months later and found even more, including pistols that had been converted to fully automatic. Lampe is scheduled to go on trial in September. And here's a new twist to the problem of illegal border crossings. A man from India faces up to 3 years in prison here and then deportation for smuggling fellow Indians into the USA via Uber. Ranjitir Paul Singh admitted being part of a long-time smuggling ring that would bring people in from Canada at the border in Blaine, Washington. Singh says his cut over 4 years was more than $500,000. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders. NAPA, yeah.